episode 2658, The Lid is Off.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready to get your health on, because you know what? If you don't have health, you don't have wealth. And every day matters. You matter. And so it's time for us to really jump in. And it's a brand new season. Spring is here. Summer's around the corner. Can you believe it? And maybe this year you actually get to plan a vacation. But in order to do that, you have to be healthy. The lid is off. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, most of what we do only matters for a few minutes. But if you focus on your health, that will benefit you for the rest of your life. The lid is off. You got today. If you keep exploring your excuses, you're going to run into problems in the long run, right? You're just going to keep hitting them over and over and over again. Do you really want to keep striking out? I mean, come on, baseball is in season, but so is your health. But it's about putting a twist on healthy living. So start today for the short term, which, as you know, will affect your long term. Yet, how can you really do something different than what you're doing now? Most people say, I want to go on a diet. Oh, I want to lose weight. I want to, you know, gain some muscle. I want to look good in my swimsuit. Those are all wonderful, but that's not what I want you to focus on today. With every new season, there are new challenges, and not those challenges that define your bad day. It's the challenges that push you when the going gets tough, and when you think you don't want to, you then have a breakthrough. So the lid is off. That is your KISS, the Keep It Simple Strategy. The lid is off. As you are preparing, as I prepare the gardens, right? We all look outside and the green is coming back. I know up north, you're getting a little bit more snow. It's kind of wild, isn't it? I'm sitting here down south going, oh, I'm so glad I'm not up north. But yes, there's still snow in some areas, but there's also buds on the tree. Just a little glimpse. And yes, in the south, we already have beautiful flowers coming out. You're preparing your garden. You're preparing your landscape for the spring into the summer. So when you do that, guess what? You also need to prepare your body. So what better way than to become more familiar with nutrition labels, hence the lid is off, and how they can serve any goal you desire for your healthy living. And don't just think of this as, I can't have something. Anybody who mentions labels, they're like, close my ears, I don't want to hear it, because basically anything that has a label on it, I can't eat. Not true. You have to know what's right for you. You are gaining knowledge to pursue the lifestyle you desire, not the lifestyle I tell you to do, not the lifestyle that's defined by somebody else, another guru, your best friend, your mom. It is your body, and you need to figure out how you want to feel and serve your body appropriately so you can live the vibrant, joyful life that you desire. Now, if you want to be 6 feet under in 10 years, then go ahead and do whatever you want to do that's going to put you 6 feet under in 10 years. Seriously. But everything you do has what? Has consequences, good or bad. You know, right now, I've shared with you that I am on a mission to figure out what it's like to be on the other side. My new forever life. Why? Well, because, I'm past the perimenopause, hit menopause, now I'm on the other side, postmenopause. Not bad for a half century. And the thing is I did it my way, not anybody else's way. I did it for it to feel good for me, not to prove anything to anybody. However, I have a tough body. It's not normal. I think I've even called it an alien on a few episodes here. I'm like, you know, the monster in Monsters, Inc., you know? I mean, yeah, he's adorable, but still, seriously. I do feel kind of out of the ordinary because I don't fall into the average. When you look at my lab tests, I don't fall into the average. They're like, oh, everything's fine. I'm like, it is not fine. There is something still not working. And so I am going through puzzle piece by puzzle piece, literally looking at all different avenues. I'm working with a gut coach, a glucose coach. I mean, I have so many coaches, it's ridiculous. And I'm literally taking all of my knowledge, all my own personal research, all of me being the petri dish, right? I'm the experiment. I experiment on myself. I want to figure out what is going on so I can live the life. Did you hear me? So I can live the life I want to. My goal for you, my prayer for you, and my hope for you is that you want to live the life that you want to live, not the one that I dictate to. So understand that this is only information, but you've got to prepare. You've got to understand that it's a new season, a time of what? Refreshment. You are gaining knowledge to pursue the lifestyle that you desire. You don't have to worry about guilt or results. Utilize the tool of reading labels, and then you can make decisions where second guessing and guilt trips are no longer a part of your everyday. Now, doesn't that feel great? Who wants to take away the worry? Who wants to take away the guilt? I don't want it anymore. I'm tired of feeling like I'm beating myself up over and over again. I have conversations all the time with God. Why am I short? Why didn't you just make me a half an inch taller? Do you know how much of a difference that would have made? But guess what? If he would have given me that, he would have taken something else away because I cannot be perfect and neither can you. That's the true realization. So we have to learn to work with what God has given us in the scope, the landscape, the garden of his blessings. And so you can do that by gaining knowledge. And we have a lot of knowledge. And yes, believe it or not, scientifically based. Now, does that mean it's going to equal everything specific to your body? No. You have to take it, understand it, and then apply accordingly for the result or the lifestyle that you want. So let's dig in to what it's like for the lid is off. Yes, all about labels. Number one, start with the serving size. This will tell you the serving size of a single serving. That's the key. And how many there are in a container. Some packages have 10, 12 serving sizes. Some are one. Have you looked at those M&M bags? Okay, I can say that because I like the peanut butter M&Ms. Do you know the sharing size? It's a sharing size, but to me, it's my size, right? We look at it, but how many serving sizes are in there? How many servings are actually in the bag? Not just one. I think there's actually four, but I'd have to look it up. But we'll leave that for another episode. So are you looking and eating out of a package that's really made for 12 servings? Because if you're eating half that package, well, what does that mean? You're eating half the calories of that entire box. So that's six times the calories that are listed on the nutrition label. That's kind of scary, freaky, isn't it? So the nutrition facts apply to the serving size. So the food may not be that bad if you eat within the serving size. But are you really eating within that serving size? That's the key. Most of the time we're eating 2 cups instead of 1 cup. That's twice everything. Fat, sugar, calories, protein, you name it, you're eating 2 times of everything. So what is it that you want that's going to actually benefit your body? Now, I'm not talking about the 80-20 rule here where you're looking at the 20%. That's your screw up time. If you like living by that rule, 80-20, you eat really well for 80% of the time and 20%, you give yourself a cheat meal or you give your weekend off, whatever it is. But remember, this is your rules, not mine. I'm just wanting you to understand labels. Labels can be very confusing. And what better way? We've got farmers markets coming out. Who needs a label for farmers market? Except you do need to ask what kind of grains or food are they feeding their livestock. So if it's chicken, you want to know what those chickens are eating. If it's cows, you want to know what those cows are eating. If it's vegetables, are they using pesticides? You know, how are they treating their fruits and their vegetables that they are providing? It's very important that we understand where the food is coming from. And so those questions, yes, you want to ask, but we don't need a label necessarily. We just need to ask some basic questions. So when you're looking at packages, and that's the key here, there are so many things in our world And quite frankly, we are all living out of packages. You know, we could sit here and talk about that for a very long time, about the green earth and that how we can take care of things, yet we're eating out of packages, food that's not meant to be consumed out of packages. But I won't go off on that tangent because we'll be here for weeks. What I want you to focus on is the nutrition. What are you intaking? And how much of that really is benefiting you or not benefiting you, right? That's the key here. So start with the serving size. Number two, limit certain nutrients. The amounts of added sugars, saturated fats, and sodium, think salt here, you want to limit those amounts. And you definitely want to avoid trans fats. When you limit these nutrients, this may help reduce your risk for chronic disease. Saturated fat and trans fat in particular are linked to increased risk of heart disease, while high levels of sodium, think salt, can cause high blood pressure. Remember, some foods like fruit contain natural sugars. So when you look at total sugars, it actually may include both natural and added sugars. So make sure you look for that differentiation. Some labels are exactly the way they're supposed to be, and sometimes they kind of fudge it and they only give you just sugars listed in general. So aim for a low percentage of daily value. That's the DV of these nutrients, your added sugars, your saturated fat, and your trans fat. Okay. That's the key. You want to be less on those. And that less is this. When we get to the percentages, I'm going to go over it with you. So hold on. That's number four. Okay. So bear with me. Number three, get enough vitamins, minerals, and dietary fiber. I can tell you right now, you're not getting enough. I don't even have to know you. I don't even have to talk to you. I'm not getting enough. Unless if you're a rabbit, you're not getting enough vitamins, minerals, and dietary fiber. And even if you're eating all food from our soil right now, we are depleted of minerals and even vitamins and other nutrients. So it's important to know what you're ingesting and what you're eating and how it's serving you. So choose foods containing dietary fiber, potassium, vitamin D, calcium, and iron to maintain good health. Eating a diet high in dietary fiber can increase the frequency of, you got it, bowel movements, lower blood glucose and cholesterol levels, and also reduce calorie intake. That's bonus all the way around. It's kind of a no-brainer, right? So you really want to increase the good foods. Diets higher in vitamin D, calcium, iron, and potassium can reduce the risk of developing osteoporosis, anemia, and high blood pressure. So choose more fruits and vegetables. Color is your friend to a healthy plate, which will help you to get more of the nutrients in your body. And that's the key. Now remember, aim high for the percentage daily value of these nutrients, right? We were low on the sugars, low on the saturated fats and trans fats, but on this, we want to be high. And finally, number four, what is the crazy thing about percent daily value? Yes, you got to understand it. Use the percent daily value to help evaluate how a particular food fits into your daily meal plan. A lot of us are ignoring this. Now, keep in mind that the percent daily value is for an entire day. It is not saying that you get this for just what you're eating and ingesting. That percent daily value is not just a meal and not just a snack, okay? It's based on a 2,000 calorie diet. So if you're sitting there going, oh, I can get 20% of my fiber in one serving here, okay, that's great. But what if you eat the whole bag and there's five servings in it? Well, then you just got 100%. Understand? So then if you go and eat more, depending upon your body and how your body handles fiber, then that may or may not be good for you. So you really have to understand the percent daily value. Remember, I was talking to you about the low and the high. Well, the low is 5% or less. So with your saturated fat, trans fat, cholesterol, and sodium, you want to be 5% or less. Okay, that's always more. You always want that 5% or less. So the high part, when you're talking about your fruits and vegetables, that's 20% or more. So you want to aim high on the vitamins, minerals, and dietary fiber. Now, I know this is something that none of us really want to talk about. But let me tell you, if you can nail it for yourself, you can nail it for your family. This has a ripple effect, not just for your life, but for your children, for your spouse, for your friends. When you begin to understand how food is serving you or underserving you, then you can begin to understand, where am I messed up? Where can I get better? Nutrition does not have to be complicated. The Nutrition Facts Label is a tool you can use to help you better understand the nutritional value of packaged food. That's the key. Is your packaged food adding value to your life? And most of us, come on, we're not. I mean, I'm going to tell you right now, I love my pizza. I love my ice cream. I love cookies that even I don't bake. I still love them. I love anything and everything in a box and out of a box, in the ground and out of a ground. But I still need to understand how it affects my body. And I just can't do just whatever I want because there are consequences. By using this guide, you can compare different packaged food items and pick the one to best meet your nutrition goals. That's the key here. What are your goals? And maybe it's just for a season. Maybe you're like, you know what? I need to just get away from stuff that has wheat in it. Maybe you want to go more gluten-free. Not because you're gluten intolerant, just because you feel better when you're not eating that stuff. There's nothing wrong with that. It's a choice that you make. You can own it the way it is. You don't have to have a reason for it. You're like, I'm just not eating that. I made a decision. I'm not eating it. You don't have to give a reason. But for some reason, here we go. We are tempted not to do what we need to do because for fear of what others say about us. And I got to tell you right now, you can't let that happen to you, because there will come a day that you'll be visiting your medical provider. And there's going to be news that you don't want to hear. And I'm not going to say that it's going to be completely everything that you ate. It could be a lot of different things. It could be genetics. It could be food. It could be environment. There's so many different things. And it could just be an anomaly. But whatever it is for you, I don't want you down that road unless if you honestly really are desiring to say, yep, I want that. I want bad news regarding my health. I don't think anybody wants that. So let's stop dancing around all this stuff. Let's start getting real with our health. I mean, that's what I'm learning with me. I have been frustrated because no one has been able to tell me. No one has. I have had to go the long road. I've had to figure out that, you know what? Most of the food out there I can't have. Especially if it's prepackaged. I can't eat packaged stuff. There's too much stuff in it that my body says, whoa, you can't be there. Has that stopped me eating that? No, but I will tell you this, I eat less of it because I feel better when I do. Do I want to be sluggish all the time? Do I want to be a half century woman who is just dragging herself, chasing her grandchildren? Sitting there trying to drag herself to the kitchen, trying to cook dinner for Thanksgiving and Christmas. No, that's not the lifestyle I want. What is the lifestyle you want? This does not have to be an all or nothing approach. Some people think that, oh my gosh, I've got to do everything perfect all the time. Guess what? Life happens and you can't do it perfect all the time. If I sat here and gave you a list of what has happened already this week, we'd be here for a couple hours. Interruptions that I didn't plan, circumstances and situations that I'm like, really, again, or not now, I don't have time for this. Some of it inconveniences and others, well, that just is life. Appliances break, kids are flustered, we got tests, we got end of school coming up. We've got new stuff happening. We've got illness. We've got repairs happening that have taken over a year and we're still waiting. My list can go on forever. But what I'm telling you right now is what no one else is going to. This is your life. You get to choose. You get to choose how you want to feel when you wake up. So how do you want to feel? Like crap? or do you want to feel alive? So this doesn't have to be an all or nothing approach. You need to do what's right for your body. And of course, in consultation with your medical provider, especially if you have underlying conditions or you're on medications. Okay, I'm just going to highlight that because a lot of people don't. They say, oh, just go try this. It's great. No, you got to have a holistic approach. Everything works together. So if you're on a medication and you want to introduce something that you've never done before, you better darn well check with your medical provider. Why? Because there could be this one chance that something might happen because of the medication, your history, and what you want to try that's new. Safety first, always. Your health first, always. And let me just throw this one in for you. Don't concern yourself with what others are doing. Focus on you. Food is medicine, and it's enjoyable to partake in various kinds of ways, right? We can get it prepackaged and enjoy it. We can make it fresh. But what I want you to do this season is to be more aware. Buy more of what God has made and eat less of what comes in a package. The lid is off. Go out, train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.